You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries. This is a summary of Own Your Greatness, a book by Lisa Orbe Austin and Richard Orbe Austin. Estimates say that 70% of the population struggles with an intense sense of self-doubt, imposter syndrome. Oscar winner Tom Hanks and former Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg say they are among that number, proof that even great success is not a guaranteed antidote. Psychologists Lisa and Richard Orbe Austin present a straightforward program for confronting and overcoming imposter syndrome. They focus on replacing counterproductive coping mechanisms, building a support system, and revising negative self-talk. Here's the first takeaway. Many successful people struggle with imposter syndrome. Many accomplished people regard themselves as unworthy of their success. They fear their advancement is a result of luck, and they are afraid of being exposed as a fraud. These feelings are manifestations of the imposter syndrome. Fully 70% of people experience this psychological condition, a misalignment between someone's competence and his or her self-image. Men who have imposter syndrome generally avoid challenging situations they fear could lead to exposure, and they stick with roles they can perform successfully. They compare their work with that of less skilled colleagues. These strategies reduce anxiety and fear, but they can hobble career advancement over time. Women dive into the most challenging roles and subdue their imposter feelings by overworking. However, they may derive only scant satisfaction from performing well. Imposter syndrome can be insidious for members of marginalized communities. They may encounter majority community people who believe they secured their positions through special treatment due to their minority status. A business can inadvertently reinforce this message with public relations messages trumpeting the diversity of its staff. Okay, let's continue. Here's takeaway two. Embrace the 3C strategy to escape imposter syndrome. Clarify, choose, and create. Imposter syndrome can trigger anxiety and depression. People who suffer from it may compensate for their self-assessed inadequacy with unsustainable or counterproductive behavior, such as overwork or perfectionism. Other behaviors associated with imposter syndrome include reluctance to negotiate, discomfort with networking, reticence about contending for promotions, and lack of career-related ambition. If you struggle with imposter syndrome or know someone you supervise, coach, or mentor who does, overcome it by using the 3C strategy: clarify, choose, and create. Time for the third takeaway. Clarify the inner narrative that drives your imposter syndrome. Your imposter syndrome may stem from your upbringing. Perhaps your family identified one of your siblings as the smart one. You may well have been more successful at school than your sibling, but your family's framing could lead you to credit your performance to your social skills instead of your intelligence. Or perhaps you had a youthful reputation for intellectual precociousness and concluded you could handle any challenge, but the first time you had to struggle with a task, you may have begun to question your positive self-image. Identify the situations that trigger your feelings of being an imposter. These could include adjusting to novel circumstances, such as taking on a new supervisory role. You might tell yourself you lack the skills for the job, that the promotion was an error, and that attempting to carry it out will expose your inadequacy. Analyze these situations to identify their common features and pinpoint which elements acted as triggers. Examine the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that arise under such circumstances. Therapist Michael White and David Epstein pioneered the narrative therapy technique, which helps you externalize a problem to separate it from your identity. To use this strategy, reflect on the origins of important elements of your imposter syndrome. outline how these components negatively affect your career and life. Then create a thickening narrative to add context and nuance to your story. For example, perhaps your origin story casts your sister as the smart one. It seemed that learning came easily to her while you had to put in extra work. Thicken this simple contrast by considering that you and your sister may have different learning styles. Perhaps she learns best through spoken communication rather than through cracking the books, so her learning appears effortless. You may be more comfortable learning from reading and writing, so your process is more visible and may appear to involve more work. All right, let's move on to takeaway 4. Choose behaviors that support a revised narrative. Open up about your imposter syndrome anxieties to people you trust. Suffering in silence is one of the most painful aspects of this syndrome. Learn to acknowledge your achievements. Overcome the reflex of disregarding compliments. Taking ownership of your achievements includes acknowledging smaller accomplishments, such as wrapping up an important project or earning a spot on a leadership committee. Acknowledge your strengths. People with imposter syndrome feel they have few or no talents. They believe their interpersonal skills prevent others from discovering their incompetence. They overlook the fact that interpersonal skills are strengths. Avoid obsessing about skills you believe you lack. Focus on what you do well, such as staying cool in a crisis or reliably meeting deadlines. Quell your automatic negative thoughts, ants. These arise unbidden when you encounter a syndrome trigger. They may manifest in 3 ways. First, mind reading. You believe you know what other people think about you. Second, labeling. You reflexively apply negative descriptors like stupid to yourself. And third, catastrophizing. You worry your shortcomings will lead to losing your job or some other calamity. Rational responding can defeat ants. Mentally reply to each negative thought with a realistic affirmative counterpoint. Put catastrophic worries in perspective by assessing the likelihood of any disastrous outcome. Practice replacing negative thoughts with more positive ones so that positive responses eventually become automatic. Repeat positive statements or affirmations in front of your mirror each morning. Practice self-care, a necessity, not a luxury. People with imposter syndrome are at risk of burnout because they engage in overwork and perfectionism. Symptoms of burnout include fatigue, anxiety, and depression. You may have difficulty with self-care because imposter syndrome inhibits your ability to set reasonable boundaries around your work life. Your business culture can contribute to this problem if it valorizes overwork and extreme dedication. Start your self-care program by examining the conditions surrounding your job. Identify elements, your supervisors, the culture, your responsibilities that may exacerbate imposter feelings. Set one reasonable boundary, such as the best time to start and end your workday. Clarify your job's responsibilities and what constitutes good performance. Ideally, discuss this with your supervisor. Take self-care seriously. Activities such as exercise and meditation, or simple pleasures such as getting a facial, help forestall burnout. Start a self-care regimen by adopting positive micro-habits. Embrace smaller commitments, such as going to the gym or yoga studio, and then expand your regimen. Okay, we've reached the 5th and final takeaway. Create and maintain new roles for yourself. Perfectionism is a roadblock to keeping up self-care. To free yourself from this trait, avoid comparing yourself to others and contrast your current performance only with your previous performance. Set realistic criteria for judging the quality of your work. Get other people's perspectives on what constitutes realistic criteria. View mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Examine the roles you habitually assume. People with imposter syndrome often adopt roles that temporarily assuage their anxieties, but ultimately exacerbate their syndrome. Such roles include, first, helper. You solve problems for everyone who asks and avoid asking for help yourself. Second, failure avoider. You steer clear of risks such as taking on challenging projects, looking for a new job, or asking for a raise. Sticking with sure things softens your anxiety, but it also limits your growth and advancement. And a third role is behind-the-scenes leader. You dodge taking visible action, such as speaking at meetings, in favor of contributing outside the spotlight. You may be highly effective, but you will not get the kind of recognition or credit that can boost your career. Experiment with new roles. Experimenting doesn't mean renouncing your roles as a helper or behind-the-scenes leader. Rather, it calls for mixing in specific activities you associate with a different role. Your new roles might be reverse images of your usual ones. Seek advice on a problem from a coworker, family member, or friend. Take on a project that stretches your abilities, even if it carries the potential for failure. Assemble a supportive dream team. This may include professionals such as therapists, career coaches, and people who back you in other ways. Your support team members' roles include, first, mentor. Reduce your feelings of isolation and gain valuable perspectives on the challenges you face by finding a successful senior person in your field who is willing to mentor you. Second, cheerleader. This person offers encouragement. A cheerleader might not provide concrete suggestions or feedback, but his or her support can be an emotional lifeline. Third, grounder. This team member offers objective responses when various triggers set off your automatic negative thoughts. Fourth, action planner. When you encounter a triggering issue, the planner helps you assess your options. This should be someone with good interpersonal skills who is familiar with your situation. Fifth, big picture person. This friend places events in their correct context by analyzing them within the overall framework of your life. And sixth, imposter expert. This person is knowledgeable about imposter syndrome dynamics, including common triggers and defense mechanisms. He or she fortifies your resolve to maintain your recovery process. Sometimes a therapist can perform this role. Create tools for carrying out your recovery. For example, write a set of coping cards that itemize the new skills you're working on or have mastered. Use index cards for this purpose or keep digital versions on your phone. Create a card for each phase. For example, summarize the first phase by writing out the factors that led to your imposter syndrome, your significant triggers, and your new coping mechanisms. Use other cards to catalog antidotes to automatic negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations about your capabilities. That was a summary of Own Your Greatness, a book by Lisa Orbe Austin and Richard Orbe Austin. Let's hear the five takeaways once more. Takeaway one, many successful people struggle with imposter syndrome. Takeaway two, embrace the 3C strategy to escape imposter syndrome, clarify, choose, and create. Takeaway three, clarify the inner narrative that drives your imposter syndrome. Takeaway four, choose behaviors that support a revised narrative. And finally, takeaway five, create and maintain new roles for yourself. You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.